just gets me
rock hard.
Hey, Taylor, thanks for 18 months of subs. How do you like your new lighting, man?
I am my shirt color.
How do you like your new microphone, dude?
It's great. It's the most professional setup ever.
It sounds okay.
Yeah, man, totally sounds fine.
I don't think you need to lean. I think you can talk right into it.
I can't talk into the top of it.
I think you can.
Well, but it doesn't sound as good as if I talk into the side of it.
I'm going to be honest with you. Your microphone
in a really terrible position.
Your microphone is so loud that I don't think it matters where else you talk into it.
Orange light. Very orange light. It's blinding. Face. Can't see. Eyes.
So,
it's like the solar eclipse. You remember? You just stare at it.
Look at your, the you shadow stare at it. On your face. Like, I put a hand in front of my face. Very little. Like, even over here, like, look at me. Like, big light.
Don't hit it. It will fucking fall. Okay?
Fine.
It definitely moved from where it was, okay? Why is it so uneven?
It. I gotta show. Look at it. Chat, this is how I fixed his mic. I got British flag duct tape. And it's supposed to be, like, up straight. It's not.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing? Loyal Venice, Taco, Maltese, Taylor. Hope you all are doing good out there. So, as you know, the studio saga continues. I'm currently using the light from the closet to light the studio until I get a replacement light. And Colby was like, hey, why don't you just find a light in there and put it in? I'm like, okay. So I found a light I had in there. And it's a giant yellow light bulb. It's the only one I could find in there when it was dark. To be honest, though, you might be able to find one now you can see in there.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'll pass.
So he's
going
to be yellow for a bit.
Yeah, man, I look like I've got a nice golden tan, and you look like the Crypt Keeper's wet dream over there.
Dude, it does look
just
like you've
pale.
Been blessed by
you've
the Lord.
Been hidden in a basement for your entire life.
These are all accurate facts, though, so I'm not really upset about it. So here's the deal.
What's up?
Colby told me before the show, why don't you just tell me what part I need, send it to me, and I'll get it for you, which is very generous of him. All right, but here's the deal. These microphones, apparently, here's the process I went through. I went through looking for a shock mount, which I have used before with these microphones. And then I was like, it doesn't look like a shock mount's going to work on this, because what it is a shock mount. It's supposed to, like, clip into, like, the end of this, but all the shock mounts I found actually clip into this part, which is the part that broke. So instead of clipping onto the boom, they clip onto the mic. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm like, well, that's... I don't remember that, but it's also been years. So I was like, okay. So I kept looking. So I narrowed down the search to literally the attachment. And I found a bunch of attachments and a bunch of screws. And all of the screws are male. So for those of you who don't know, male means it screws into a female. Okay? It's technical terms here.
Yeah, anatomy, all right? Bro. Are there any trans screws out there?
I don't believe so. Well, the ones that have been stripped, yes. I suppose those are genderless, but I'm not really here to assume you're screwed gender, okay? So here's the deal.
Oh, my God.
Here's the deal, chat. Turns out, I went to go measure it because there's several different types of screws. And I'm like, I don't know how to measure the hole. So I went to the Amazon page for this mic.
Okay.
And at that page, I learned that the only negative reviews for this microphone, besides the, you know, the standard Amazon, it got damaged and shipping 1 star, you know, those people. Besides those people, are the people complaining about how if this part breaks, which is the part that broke, the microphone is useless. Because Behringer makes a special female screw socket, not a male, that is then adapted by the adapter that comes with the microphone. So the only way to fix this was to buy an entirely new microphone. Now, I do plan to go to eBay, see if someone's selling one by itself, just the thing. But you have to specifically get this part for this microphone. Otherwise, you can't... This is how you fix it, with the duct tape. That's the only chance.
I think I have an audio mic at my house.
I mean, that's all
like
we need.
A really nice one.
Or you could go to Pinella
and
find this $90. And take it from him. Because I definitely had four of those. It's also possible that I have one in a container in there. You want me to go look?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm good.
I'll go look. You don't need to go in there.
We're going to check with Pinella real quick.
All right, what are you sending to him?
Hey, do you have this mic?
I mean, I had four of them. I don't know why Cameron would have one. You don't have them, right?
I have one mic.
But it's not this mic.
It's that mic.
Well, then that would have the adapter.
I don't think it does.
It would have to.
I'll check when I get home, but I don't think so.
Okay, well, so you have one. I have two. There's one missing. So it's got to be Pinella, because Cameron doesn't have it. I'm 98% sure. I guess I could text him and ask it. Loyal says she ate it. It's freaking rude. Can you regurgitate it, please?
Need that right about now.
Yes. I mean, to be this works.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean,
totally works.
If the light wasn't bad and the mic was broke, I don't think it would be as bad. Or if the mic wasn't broke but the light was bad, I don't think you'd be as upset. The fact that the light is bad and the mic is broke at the same time.
It's this thing.
No, you don't like looking at it?
This is terrible.
What's it make you feel like?
Makes me feel like I'm getting rammed in the throat.
That's so much more graphic than I even hoped it could be. Oh, God, we didn't need that, okay? We all understood it without the visual and audio example. Okay, we got it.
Yeah, that would be a good gif.
Why are you back to your little vape?
I don't know. I got the other
one. What's happening?
I got the other one.
What's going on?
I vary.
You've never varied.
I vary.
You've never varied.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that vape in years.
Yeah, no, I get this one.
Why?
I use it at my job.
Oh, why did you whisper that?
I don't know. They could be listening.
That I feel like the ram in the throat part is what...
Oh, it's fine.
Taylor just gave a $20 tip. She said, put this towards your new mic.
Yeah, can you just...
How much is the new mic again?
Well, I think these mics are like $50. I think these are. But I'm hoping I can find the part on eBay or that Pinella, you know, has it.
Gotcha.
What's the chance of him ghosting you?
80%.
Yeah, I thought so. Taylor, thank you. That's very nice of you. You are the big D. And I'm sorry I wasn't scared by it because I saw it on the screen before the audio loaded. All right? I don't need the...
Ah!
What the...
That was so much better than I thought it was going to be.
That was for $20, man.
I hate you.
I'm sorry.
What do I get for $20?
You get $20.
Let me punch you.
No, you get $20.
It does. Oh, so I don't have to split that with you?
No, put it towards the mic.
Okay. It's going towards red.
Or a new light bulb would be preferable.
I'm definitely going to get a new light bulb very soon.
Okay.
Yes. Maybe even before Sunday. Probably not that fast. But definitely before next Thursday.
Cool.
Definitely. When did the rooster get in the background? Last Thursday? Whenever the mic broke, we found it in the closet. It fits pretty good up there, actually. I kind of like it. You'd be surprised how few people have commented on the rooster.
No.
That's what he said? That is a lie.
Yep. No.
You know he does.
You gotta go back and like, well, I can't remember. I think he was using his studio mic for the podcast that he used to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Let me message Cameron. Let me see here.
Man, all I want to do now is just scare you.
Don't do it.
God, it's so much. It was so much fun.
How do I spell Barry? How do he spell this?
B-E-H...
Ringer. Learn how to spell. Takes longer to type, man.
Phrases and words are hard, okay?
What?
Phrases and words are hard. Case in point.
Hey, why didn't you bring the Four Loko 14% seltzer tonight, man?
They don't exist yet.
They do.
No, I don't think they exist yet.
When they come out, are we going to get them?
Yeah.
Should we do a power hour with the 14%ers?
I'm good.
Like, you're good to do it?
No, I'm good.
You're good to do it. Like, you want to do it.
I don't.
And you're good to go and do it. Menace said he was going to join us on our next Power Hour, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Then we should do that.
Taylor also gave 100 bits, so now she is the
Double D.
Make a thunder noise or something, man.
Well, now she's all three.
Well, technically, yes, but in the actual, like...
Yeah, that nobody pays attention to.
That's
that.
That's literally the
all
only thing people care
to
about.
Is the stuff on top of the screen.
That's literally. Right. First of all, that assumes people watch the show. So
yeah,
they don't. So, but I mean, putting your name in the Discord is literally like the only advertiser for this show we get. You know, where's Taylor? Where's she at? There she is. Look at this. Go at her right now, Big D, Double D. Look at that. Seltzer water tastes like TV static. Here's the thing. Okay, we had Truly's right on the show. I think you kind of liked it. Like, you said they weren't bad, right? I kind of remember that being your review.
I feel like they weren't good.
Yeah, I remember us not being like, these are good. But
I feel like I couldn't drink some of the
flavors. I also don't remember you saying they were bad, though.
I feel like they were bad.
Those White Claws, dude, how often do you see those around now? Like, they're everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah. They had a stand at the fucking... Fenway.
Like, those are the same things as Truly, right?
Yeah.
So.
They got the great marketing, though, man.
What's. Get the claw, dude. I know, but like, I think we had White Claw, too. Didn't we have White Claw on the show?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand why seltzers are a big deal right now.
Dude, white bitches.
Is that what it is?
White bitches. Yep.
So who's Four Loko? Why a seltzer for?
White people in general.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. We're white.
Men and women.
I'm one of the whitest people
we're
you meet.
Too old.
It's very hard to tell today, but you're also white.
Like 21
what do you
to
mean
23.
We're too old?
21 to 23 is all about that seltzer game, bro.
I don't know, man. I feel like I see
I
older
tried to
people
sound
drinking
as close as I could to what they would sound like right there.
I'm looking right now at the
seltzer game,
bro. List. I don't see Acid Cat in there. Okay, Acid Cat is I think she's like 35 or something. Like, she's older than me. And she drinks Truly's all the time.
Maybe it's just all white people then. You ever seen a black person drinking Truly?
I rarely see black people, to be honest. I live in Kansas.
You gotta expand your horizons.
When do you see black people?
Every time I go to Kansas City.
That's Missouri.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't really count.
That's true.
Yeah, also, I don't go anywhere. I want to get to your Kansas City, by the way. Because, one, I need to express as many possible times as I can how I was right about you missing Sunday's show.
Yeah.
And you strung along our listeners for no reason at all.
I
did.
I'm very bad at judging probabilities in things I do.
I don't understand why you would ever bet against
me,
you drinking.
Yeah, to me, when I said what I said.
Which is, I'm not going to get that drunk.
Right.
Yes.
No, I don't think I said that.
What'd you say?
I said I'd make it to the show.
But
because,
I said you're going to be hungover.
Because my normal bet is that Britt's not going to drink a lot.
Okay, right. She rarely drinks, honestly. Taylor also said you could have just stopped it. I am very bad.
Yes. That too.
Okay, so Britt, you misjudged how much she was going to drink?
Wasted.
Is that because she was taking, two at once?
No.
I'm just checking.
I'm going to... You want a dick shot? I'll show you what we were doing up there. It was called a punch in the fucking taint. You want that?
Is that what you guys
Yeah,
did?
I missed both holes right in the middle.
Get the grundle, huh?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So what, she got super drunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
She got... Jabba drunk. I don't know if you remember that from How I Met Your Mother, but yeah,
no.
she started to speak like Jabba the Hutt at the end of the night.
What's
like,
that mean?
She couldn't form actual words.
Okay.
It was just syllables.
Yeah.
Like that? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
It wasn't as low of a tone, but
what
was
she drinking? I hope you say White Claw.
I can't remember.
This was 4 days ago.
I was also very intoxicated.
Were you Jabba'd?
I was not. Okay. I threw up earlier in the night, so I was good to go again later.
It's like that Family Guy bit where he goes to the diner and eats all the food, and he goes and poops so he can come back and eat more food. That's like you with liquor.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I learned that from a very young age.
Uh-huh. Like if you throw up early.
Yeah.
Like, do you make yourself throw up, or do you drink so much that you throw up?
That time I did.
So you drank so much that you threw up, and you're like, sweet, more
no,
beer?
No, no, no. That time I forced myself to.
That's really messed up, dude.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta get it out. It's gotta come out, or else I'm not making it the rest of the night. And that was only... We didn't even stay the whole game. That was only, like, I don't know, 9 o'clock. It was not late.
You may have a problem.
I'm fine.
No, I think...
Just move
past it. I don't think
it.
That's okay.
This is what you do when you tailgate, okay?
No, it isn't.
Have you tailgated?
Yes.
Then you don't know.
What? Okay.
I don't do that often, okay? That's the first time I've ever done it...
This week.
...purposefully.
This month.
No, I've never made myself throw up before.
So what you're telling me, let me recap here, what you're telling me
mm-hmm.
is that you had the foresight on Saturday evening mm-hmm. to force yourself to throw up because of the amount of drinking that was about to happen.
Yeah.
But not the foresight 48 hours earlier on a live broadcast to think that you would be unable to make it for a Sunday show.
I get a lot smarter when I'm drunk.
But you were drinking on Sunday show.
Was I?
Yes.
I don't think I was.
I haven't seen you in months without a beer in your
not
head.
Not heavy. Not,
not heavy. Heavy, but I mean, not throw up before you drink heavy, but I mean, you were drinking.
That's a good level.
Well, get to going.
Well, also, I blame it on the heat. It was really
hot. I bet
it
was hot.
That day.
Yeah, I bet it was.
We had a tent, thank God. Like one of the pop-up canopy tents.
Okay.
I was blocking the sun, but still fuck.
So how long? So you actually tailgated. No, but Taylor, you already said it's all mine. Don't worry. I'm not doing that. Okay, I'm making very good
Get
life decisions.
Get out of here with okay? your judgments. You can suck the grundle. I don't care.
Oh my God, you're obsessed with the grundle tonight. You're punching
you
it, you're
brought
sucking
up
it.
Grundle. I said tank.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, but see, one word is one word and one's the other
yeah,
word.
Yeah, but one's classier.
Which one?
Grundle.
I don't think so.
Yeah, dude. You don't,
I don't think so.
Because something can be tainted.
That's
nothing
debatable.
Can be grundled.
That's debatable.
Is it?
That would make taint the better word because
no.
it has multiple meanings.
Grundle is classier than taint.
No.
Taint is the slang.
Mm-hmm. You think they call it the tank because it's tainted with poop?
I actually think, to be honest, that the grundle is for a woman and taint is for a man. I actually believe that to be the case.
Are you a health professional?
Well, I'm just... No, this is all Urban
also
Dictionary.
Not the medical
term. No, the medical term is probably like... between his buttis or something like that, you know, it's Latin, but like fairly certain, like grundle's between two holes, and okay. taint is not.
Well, technically, it's between two holes.
Well, I mean, technically, it's between 15 holes. You know, I mean, how technical do you want to get?
How many holes you've got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
What the hell is that?
Tear ducts.
No.
Yeah, and then I got at least 15
your
pores.
Your eye is two. You can't count it.
Okay,
twice.
Then I got 17 pores.
You don't got pores.
I got lots of pores.
Those don't count.
They count.
Nothing can go in them.
How much you want to bet?
Other than like oil or something.
That
I don't
counts.
Know. That doesn't.
That's
count.
That's a oil. That's a oil, sir.
That does not count.
So,
and we got to the stadium at like 4.
And this is all courtesy of your girlfriend's work again.
Yep.
Did you stay in the fancy apartment with the giant windows?
No, we got our own hotel.
Okay.
Or they got us a hotel.
Oh, they paid for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This was a team building event, I think is what they're classifying it
as. How many people went with you? Was there other people besides Britt there?
Oh, yeah.
From the work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I met basically everyone except the two older gentlemen that are the...
Okay.
Like the, you know, the...
That leans away from guys. Orgy. Yeah, I retract the double comment.
It was not that.
This time. You think it's coming?
It's never that.
You don't really think it's coming?
No.
You don't think from an outside perspective. If I was like, hey, Chris and I, this dude is taking us out to his luxury Kansas City apartment.
No. If it was his, only his, he was top dog man, maybe.
What do you mean, only
maybe.
His?
Maybe.
Like, isn't it his apartment?
No, it's the company's apartment.
Yeah, but isn't he the company?
No. He's the forerunner.
Why does a company own an apartment? Can I have my company buy my apartment and then I can write it off of my taxes?
Office. It's technically an office.
We should have went to college, dude.
Rich people, man.
We should have went to college.
No, okay, so we went to dinner last night.
What can you make an office?
We went to dinner last night for free.
Right.
For the company.
Right.
On the dime of a middleman in between their, like, apparently you can't directly sell insurance stocks or something like that.
Okay.
You have to have a middle dude who facilitates it for you to get to that point, regulates it or some crap. Anywho, so he's in town, takes the whole fucking company out to dinner.
So is this like when...
On their dime.
Is this like when...
Definitely like $3,000 dinner.
Is this like when Jake Gyllenhaal, the pill salesman, brings the doctor to a dinner and the person he's trying to get prescribed the pills to a dinner? And he like goes like, you should give him my pills. And this guy's like, I would love your pills. But then Jake Gyllenhaal pays for all of it?
No, it's more of a, you have been giving me... So many clients that are taking my pills, I'm gonna treat you to a dinner.
Okay. Dude. I wish I was rich, man.
Dude, they were talking
Where
about
Where do you
some
learn all
shit.
This stuff, dude?
College. Books.
We should have went.
Books.
We should read.
Probably books.
Does that require a lot of time, though,
yeah,
reading? God,
that's
I don't want to.
And then also, like, note taking, because you can't just read it once, you know? And be like, oh, I know that now.
Why not?
That's not how brains work. Or at least not ours.
Not ours. Yeah. I feel some people's brains do.
So, anywho, yes, there were like 15, 16, 18 people.
So you're at this massive table.
Yeah, we had four cars parked, two of them in between, or to form a spot in one parking lot or space to put the tent up, grills... Fucking two tables full of food.
And the company paid for all of it.
Tailgate. I mean, people brought food.
Okay.
But they bought the tickets,
the parking passes and all that.
That
stuff.
And the lodging, yeah.
And that's probably going to be like a write off on their taxes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a team building event.
Yep.
So actually, they're encouraged to spend more money.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more they spend, the more they can write off.
Mm-hmm. That's how rich people operate. Yep. Yep. It's really weird. I've always known that, you know?
I mean, yeah.
You've known that.
It's just
to see it.
Well, it doesn't... You know what I think the worst part is? It's like, you're there, but you're not one of them. You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You see how they live, but they don't really care about you.
Oh, no.
Because you're not rich.
I'm like a pilgrim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're not even a pilgrim. It's like the pilgrims are taking the Mayflower and you're the guy who swabs the deck, but you have to go back to England. Mm. That's what it's like.
There you go.
You know, you're just on the ship shepherding all these other people to the new world.
It's very true.
But you gotta go back.
They're all lovely people.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like super nice.
I'm sure. But
yeah. I'm all like, I'm here for 4 hours with you guys, but you just live in this.
Yeah, this is just their, like, this for you is a vacation, this for them is Saturday.
Yep. It's quite interesting. But yeah, so I brought an 18-pack.
Of what?
Miller.
Okay, I should have brought White Claw, dude. Everyone would have ate it up.
Britt was drinking beer at the start. When we were tailgating, she was drinking beer.
Okay.
Then we got into the game. We were already pretty gone by that point in time.
Okay, and your seats were incredible. You were like four seats up from the goalpost.
Oh, my God. It was stupid.
Yeah, it was stupid.
I could spit and hit a player.
You know, you should have.
I should have.
You know what I was doing that night? Bowling.
Bowling?
I was bowling, and they had your game on the TV, and I was trying to look for you, but then they changed it to the Cowboys-Redskins game.
Why?
Like, or Redskins. Because the Chiefs suck, dude. No one cares about the Chiefs.
Chiefs are so good.
No one cares about the Chiefs.
They're super good. They're going to rip
this year, an asshole.
Okay, I misspoke. Like a new one. I shouldn't have said they weren't good. I meant no one cares.
Everyone cares. We're in Kansas.
No one cares.
Everyone does.
No, a bunch of old white people who like to buy NFL jackets pretend to care.
Mm.
And Bash cares. There's like four people that actually care.
Well, there was a lot of Chiefs fans there. Let me tell
you. How many of those people that were rich and bought those tickets do you think actually could name four players? Besides Mahomes.
The people we were with seem to know a decent amount. Like, they knew the rookie that just started. And I'm like, who?
You feel like
he apparently lives in the apartment complex that they do, and they saw him later that night.
Well, that's the reason they know him.
Yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't know him otherwise.
Right. But still, what
doesn't
the
really
fuck,
count,
man? Yeah, so
I got a guy who grills illegally living in my apartment complex.
Perfect. Yeah, then no, let's get some meat up in this. Do you think he grills weird shit like whale?
Like orca?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he does, dude. Taylor says, my dad is a huge Chiefs fan. Why? You live in North Carolina.
That is strange.
That's very weird. Hey, pro. How you doing?
You bandwagoner.
That's weird.
Bandwagoning.
No, the Panthers are North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
They're not the South one, they're the North one.
Pretty sure North.
Yeah. Man. Why is he a Chiefs fan?
Is he from Kansas?
If he is, my apologies.
Anywho,
I just spilled my water on my leg.
I saw that.
I laughed so hard at that.
So we go to the game. I don't drink a whole lot at the game.
Okay.
So
is that because the beers are $20?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was already pretty drunk by that point in time.
Okay.
I had to get food. I got food.
What'd you get, man?
I think I had a burger.
Oh, at the game?
Mm-hmm.
So $45?
That whole night's real fuzzy.
You ever just check your receipts the next morning?
Yeah. No, I can go through them right now.
No, I mean, I'm like, when I wake up in the morning, I check my bank account because I'm like, how much money do I have at the checking account?
I don't even
account?
Do that.
You know, guess how much money I had in my checking account yesterday.
How much?
Take a guess.
60 cents.
Less.
3 cents.
More.
10 cents.
More.
I don't care. What's the fucking number?
42 cents.
42. That's perfect.
What can you buy with 42 cents?
Apparently weed.
What?
Add zero to it. All right, let's see. What
Such
spend?
A pothead, dude. Even though you don't smoke weed.
All right.
Yes.
I only spent $17.75.
On your dinner?
Yep. That,
okay.
Well, that was
that for you and Britt, though?
That was a burger and fries and a thing of nachos.
That's not outrageously bad.
I think
$10 for the burger.
My boss bought me 2 beers.
Okay.
I think that's why I don't have that on here.
Okay.
And that's why I drank during the game, and they were the big ones.
Okay.
And then the next purchase I made, which doesn't make sense to me because we went to a different bar other than this one after the game, was Pizza Bar.
Okay.
And that was, does it tell me a time? At 1:32 in the morning. So I've been drinking from 4 to 1:32 in the morning.
But you threw up in between.
After the game, we went back... the hotel.
Hold on, I gotta throw
that's
up.
That's where I threw up. I took a shower because we were all sweaty as dick from
okay.
the day out in the sun. And in the shower, bleh, that happened.
What was Britt doing during your vomit shower?
Laying in bed.
Just laying in
I don't
bed.
Think she was drunk at that point in time. She was probably tipsy,
Do
but she wasn't
Do you think she
drunk.
Heard you?
Yes.
Did she comment?
It was like, no. It was like a fucking, one of those sliding doors.
Uh-huh.
Barn doors.
Okay, so yeah, not really a lot of privacy.
No. So then we go to this bar. I can't remember the fucking name of it. It's like the Green Lady or something like that.
Okay.
I think that might have been it. Can't remember.
Taylor, this picture we're painting is very sad, but he's not going to agree with it, so we just got to move on.
Dude, that was the best shower of my life.
I bet it was, man. I bet you loved it, and the rest of us, we're waiting to find your body there in 6 months.
That's okay. That's a good way to go out.
No, it's not.
It's not bad.
I will miss you.
It's not bad, though. Like, for me, it's not bad. For you, sure. Well, I mean, loved ones, yeah, whatever. But
it's not
going to
be that bad.
I'm gone.
I'm going to leak that nude of you when you die.
That's fine.
I won't be. I want you to know that.
I don't care.
I want you to care so you don't die.
No, I don't care.
I'm gonna leak your rap song when you die.
That's fine.
No,
I'm dead.
That's all everyone's going to remember about you. Your legacy is gone.
Don't care. I have none.
Well, you will. It'll be that rap song.
That's perfect. That's better than none.
Hey, speaking of legacy, do you know today is the 5-year anniversary of that Moore Matthew photo of him topless in the studio? I tweeted this day five years ago. This is a picture of a topless Matthew in the Duo studio.
Gross.
Do not type !! Moore Matthew in the chat and click it. Do not. Someone's going to do it. Taylor did it. Don't click it.
You are the one who clicked it.
Yeah, but I'm just showing you. Just to refresh your memory.
It's just like melting jello.
It's horrible, dude.
Yeah.
I came into the studio, and he was just watching Netflix like that. He's got his keys on his belt, but no shirt. Why would you do that?
I don't know. Does he have shoes on? Can you remember if he had shoes
on? It looks like he has shoes. I think, aren't these shoes? Those are shoes. Those are white shoes.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's his underwear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not okay, dude. It's not okay.
So we get to the Green Lady.
Uh-huh.
I have beer, more beer. It's mm-hmm. just all beer. But you should have seen the gut I had Sunday.
Okay.
It was bad. I'm still trying to work it off.
See, I text you at like 9:30 because it takes 3.5 hours to drive back from Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, it's 9:30. It means best he's going to get back town at 1. He's definitely on the road by now if he's going to make it back in time for the show. So I text you at 9:30. I'm like, how's that drive? Because if you're going to make it back from the show, you're on the road.
No, I mean, we clocked out. We had to get out of the hotel at 11.
Uh-huh.
And we were out of the hotel at 11:03 or something.
Okay.
Like that, like, pretty close. Then we had to drive over to the apartment and grab the stuff that was in the cars of the people from the game.
Okay.
And then we left. I think we stopped to get gas. Yeah, we did. We did. And then we came back. We got back to my apartment at 2:10.
Okay.
I was real close.
So you drove like a madman?
No.
I think you did.
I drove like a madman up there because we left at 12:30 and we were supposed to be there by 3. And that wasn't
what?
Happening.
Britt was late?
Who would have guessed?
Hey, yeah, that's surprising. That's somehow more shocking than you not being here on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable. Britt being late. Wow, can't believe that.
So we go to the Green Lady. I keep drinking beer. She gets vodka and olive juice like 5.
Oh.
She loves it.
Vodka and olive juice?
Yeah, man. 5 of them. That was probably the most she's drank in at least a year and a half. And, we get back to the hotel. Well, no, we go to the pizza bar after that, eat a lot of pizza. I buy an $11 beer. $11 beer.
How big is it?
It was 20 ounces.
It's not that big.
No. Nope, it was $11.
I kind of want
Miller Lite $11 beer.
That's Miller. It was a
Miller
it was a
Lite 20
domestic
ounce,
draft
$11 beer. Yeah, I was shocked and kind of upset because I was real drunk at that point. I was like $11. What?
You know you're mad. You know it's really bad when you get angry when you're that drunk.
Yeah,
because literally someone could come up and like stab you and you'd be like, "Hey, man,
mm-hmm.
try not to do that again, man. I'll let it slide this once." You know, but $11 beer, dude, that's messed up.
So then. I have to corral her because she's crazy at this point in time to walk.
What is she doing?
From the bar, I can't remember.
Like, are you out with people or is it just you two?
No, yeah, we're out with people.
Okay, so she's just being the socialite.
Yep.
Okay.
I was not.
Right.
All I remember from pizza bar is burning my tongue.
Okay, but
nope,
was the
not
pizza
tongue,
good?
Top of the mouth.
Was the pizza good though?
Oh my god, that pizza is so good. It's so good. Only because I have it only when I'm drunk.
You remember how when
but
we
it's so good.
When we used to go, we would drink up in Manhattan, and then in the morning we'd go hungover to Smashburger.
Yeah.
And then one time we went to Smashburger not hungover, and it wasn't as good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's going to be like if you ever just have that pizza.
I know. I'm never doing it.
Yeah, you can't. You'll ruin it for you. It won't be as good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep.
You think it's coincident that we moved out of Manhattan and Smashburger went out of business?
Out of business?
Yeah, it's not there anymore.
What?
It closed like 4 or 5 months after I moved. You think that's coincidence? Or do you think I'm directly responsible for that?
Well, you weren't. I was.
I mean, we both went.
Yeah, but you only went when I went.
I think me and Chris went a couple times when you weren't there.
A couple. That's not business staying open.
Yeah, but I think that us, our vibe brought in more visits.
Our vibe definitely took it away.
Yeah, I think so.
For sure. That happens a lot.
Yeah. When you lose Seth and Colby's hangout hungover joint,
you go out of
business. You go out of business.
I also had it in... I can't remember where we were. I think it was Denver back in December.
That sounds like a song. It was in Denver back in December. I do remember.
It was really bad.
Your name on my member.
Oh, my God. That went somewhere.
What?
I like how you have no topics.
Yeah, nothing. What do you want to talk about? Mm. Is there something to look at? Mm. Nothing happened.
You want to talk about Epstein?
Dude, I thought about talking about Epstein, but like, I don't...
What's there to say?
Yeah, here's the thing about Epstein. It's clearly a hitman inside job. There's absolutely no ifs, ands, or buts about it, so that kind of makes it not an entertaining story, because you can't be like, but what if, man? Because it's clearly, this isn't a conspiracy.
The only funny thing is watching the news outlets. Just be like,
how are
this,
I haven't
this
watched any of them.
Far out conspiracy theory about Epstein being murdered in prison. I'm like,
really? That's how they're spinning
it? Oh, no, hard. Multiple of them are saying this fringe conspiracy theory where everyone, I have seen people on my Facebook that don't pay attention to politics at all post that shit.
But that it's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Because it is.
Yeah.
No fucking shit. Just come out and say it. Just come out and say,
what are we gonna do?
We don't need the names. I don't care. Just tell me you murdered the man because he had too much info.
Yeah.
Just tell me.
We all know it.
It happens. If you think it doesn't, you're dumb.
It clearly happened.
Yeah.
Like, if just, you, like,
I don't care about the knowledge he was gonna give. I don't give a shit about that.
Well,
I just
some
want
people do.
Some mother. No, I don't care. I do care, and I would, but I would rather. I would put this in front of knowing all that shit is if you just admitted. You had the dude killed.
I want to know who did it.
Did you see his cellmate?
No.
I saw this on Joe Rogan. His cellmate is this fucking stacked, like this caricature of
a
prison
cellmate?
Man. Or I don't know if it was a cellmate or like cell adjacent.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was this steroided out, bald white motherfucker. Probably 6'5" something. Fucking 260, just all muscle, all steroided out.
So he literally went to the mountain on Epstein's head, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, if it was strangulation, it wasn't a rope.
Well, there's another one going around the internet right now of some Argentinian woman who apparently was a model and something else. I don't read the news, you know this. But regardless, basically she tweeted out, I am not suicidal. If I overdose, if I drown, if I'm hung, if anything like that, it's not real. And then, like, a week later, she was found committed suicide. And she was doing the same thing, uncovering pedophile rings down in, like, Argentina. And the news is, like, portraying her as, like, a prostitute, so it's discrediting her.
Yeah, sure.
That's what they're saying, man.
Sure, man.
Up till the Epstein thing, when I would watch movies like Jesus Christ is Jason Bourne, you know, like, I would be like, some of this is probably true, but it's not nearly as glamorous as the movies make it out to be. Right. And then Epstein happened, and I'm like, it's literally like the movies. They slip some guy $50 to go to the bathroom break 5 minutes early, and then some dude came in and strangled the dude and then walked out.
Yeah, and the cameras malfunctioned just for that one night.
Like, are you real? Like, really? It's a lot of coinkydinks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just, there's too many. That's the thing. There's just too many.
It's
just too stinky.
It really boggles my mind how you say news outlets don't admit it.
Yeah.
Because that...
They get fed a story from the people who own them.
Right.
And they just, they're actors.
Yeah.
They just read what they're told.
Right.
It's not their fault. It's not the people on TV.
Right,
fault.
It's not their fault. They're just doing their job.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's all about money. The people on TV, they could say something, but they won't because they need the money to pay their mortgage.
True.
The people above them are making them say it because they need the money to not get Epstein. And the people above them are the Epsteins.
Yep.
Who are going to the child rape parties or whatever he's throwing on his private island.
Yeah, man.
There's apparently some guy on YouTube has been flying a drone around his private island.
Yeah.
Like, every day and was taking pictures of his house, and, like, one day there was an iMac, and the next day there wasn't.
I thought they droned, like, the FBI raid or something like that.
They droned, like, the like, it was there for, like, a month with no activity, and then, like police activity, completely undisturbed, but things inside the house kept disappearing, and then things stopped disappearing in the house, and all of a sudden the FBI showed up for a raid. But it was after he was dead. It's crazy, dude.
Yep.
There's going to be a movie about this in like 20 years,
right? Oh, definitely.
Like, someone's going to blow the whistle 15 years from now. There's going to be a cool movie about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, like, it's getting bogged down a lot from what I've seen of just shit on Facebook and stuff about
fake news?
The Clintons. It's overly tied to the Clintons.
Why do people care about the Clintons anymore?
Exactly. Nothing. Like, sure. I'm sure Bill flew on his plane 26 times. Like, I'm sure he was part. But I bet you there's a lot more motherfuckers on that list that you'd care to know about.
I don't understand why people care about the Clintons anymore. Don't all these right-wingers who think the Clintons are the conspiracy of the lizard people or whatever, don't they realize that they stopped talking about the Clintons? No one would care about the Clintons anymore?
Yeah.
The only people talking about the Clintons are them, dude! I haven't heard one liberal say Clinton in the last 4 years! Because they made big mistakey by putting cankles up there on the podium instead of old grandpa! And so they're just trying to shuffle it under the rug like, no Clinton's here! Sanders! Or Biden.
Yeah, I was gonna say, have you seen any of the Democratic nominees?
Dude, the hypocrisy destroys me.
Yeah.
I honestly don't get... I think I've talked about it on this show before. Like, how Billy Bush got fired because our president said, grab him by the pussy, off the air, in his van.
Yeah.
He got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Other man became president.
Yeah.
And now all these people, like, whether you like a candidate or not, anytime I read the word gaffe, I'm like... Our president said that they shut down the airports in the Revolutionary War. We're past the point of gaffe. Like, if Joe Biden says butt crack on accident, that doesn't have anything to do with his power to be president if our current one thinks there's airports in the Revolutionary War. I don't understand. I don't understand how people watch the news and go, yeah, that's pretty stupid of him. And they can think that that's stupid. There's a guy who's currently there saying Tim Apple. And that's okay.
Okay.
Explain it, man.
Here's the difference to me looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say Trump's dumb, but he knows he's dumb.
That doesn't matter.
But he still says everything that's on his mind. Anything that comes out of his mouth other than an obvious lie, which you could tell.
But why is it okay with Trump and not with Biden for him to just say whatever's on his mind?
It's fine. That's completely fine with me.
But then why is Biden judged differently?
What is not fine with me, and Biden's my favorite.
Okay.
Out of all the Democrats, he's my favorite.
Well, I'm just hoping some Obama ran off on him. That's the only reason I think Obama's out there.
No, he's my favorite. He's got some questionable things.
I like, there's an Asian dude, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll pick him. Just because of the underdog.
I think so. But no. It's just the fucking... politically correct written speech that's gone through the mill of writers 500 times to make sure there's not one thing in it that offends any group of people. All of those people are fake as shit,
right.
And I could care less. I would rather have a dude who thinks there's airplanes in the Revolutionary War than people like that.
Because I honestly don't know, because I don't know much about politics, because I don't really care, because there's nothing I can do. All right, they're going to murder whoever they don't like anyway.
Yep.
All right, so here's the deal. Answer this for me. Why aren't the Democrats...
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
Sam subbed for 14 months on a 14-month streak, and his comment says, I hate Colby.
Is it because I don't make merch? Is that why, Sam? I saw your comments in Discord.
Watching you.
No, he's not.
I watched that one time.
There's a 50%
uh-oh
chance. What? Now get out of here! I never want to restart! Ever! You think it heard me?
Hopefully.
Here's the question, man. Okay? Listen to this. Why don't the Democrats just put old Bernie up there We all know that's who they're going to pick, because that's who the people want.
Is it?
I think so. Because here's where I'm at. Honestly, isn't it our age who's going to vote Trump out?
Yeah.
Because everyone older than us isn't gonna vote for Trump. Or they're going to vote for Trump.
Right.
Unless they just vote for D's no matter what. Mm-hmm. Right? And the only way you're going to get us lazy SOBs out of our houses, because we all don't believe that anything's going to change.
Yeah, no.
Is to put a candidate we like. People aren't going to get out of bed for Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. We're going to get out of bed for Bernie Sanders. The people who would vote for Joe Biden and leave, they would vote for whoever's the Democrat in the first place. Why not just put Bernie in there?
Yeah.
I don't get why we have to go through all this dog and pony, man.
Well, and it is a dog and pony. That's the whole thing, regardless of what the fuck ever we pick.
Why does the Republicans have one?
We actually pick.
And we have
15. It's just fucking ridiculous to me that we leave the entirety of our nation's future up to the vote of everyone in the fucking country.
I would also like to state, for the record, it doesn't matter.
No.
Because Trump is legitimately a moron. Everyone knows. Even his supporters kind of like, okay, the airport's thing.
Yep.
Nothing's bad happened. Yep. Nothing's happened. Doesn't matter. You know why? Because if bad stuff happens, people lose money, and all the rich people don't want to lose money.
I mean, small in comparison to the nation have happened. Like, farmers are really not having a great time.
I don't think that has anything to do with the population or with the presidency. I don't think it has anything to do with the presidency.
It has to do with the tariffs that he placed on China, but yeah. Because we, you know, export stuff to them.
I don't know, man.
That
feels like propaganda talking points to me, man. I feel like you heard some YouTube video where it was like Trump's boning the farmers in the night.
Yeah.
Has your life changed?
Mine, personally, no.
Okay. In fact, has it gotten better?
Sure, yeah.
Was your life better 4 years ago than it is right now?
No.
Okay. There you go. To me, it's like the Kevin Bacon effect. Like, if you name enough people, eventually you'll get to Kevin Bacon. Mm-hmm. It's like if you name enough things, eventually you can give someone credit or blame for it. Like, eventually it's like, because the farmers ship stuff to China, and the Chinese have tariffs, and because the sun's blue, Trump! It's like, okay, but there's also probably 6 trillion things that happen in the industry of farming that are total minutiae that only farmers understand that also contribute to the declining farms.
It's called...
Like the fact that farms cost $750 million to buy or whatever.
Or climate change.
That's fake, dude.
Yeah, Sam, you just elected your own Trump, I hear.
That's what I heard, too, and then Morris told me no.
That's because Morris is a Republican.
I told Morris, I'm like, didn't you guys just, like, get, like, the equivalent to, like, personality of, like, a Trump as your new prime minister?
And he just flat out typed
no. You're like, okay, I just don't know what's going on then.
That's what the news media here.
And Taylor, I am not voting. I'm not registered. Isn't the vote next year anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Is it crazy that it's been 4 years?
No.
It's been 4 years.
Time does not exist to me.
Apparently not.
If I start thinking about time, I start getting depressed. Do you know Aaron's in fifth grade this year?
Yet. That's 3 away from 8th, and then 1 more, and he's a freshman.
He's 3 years from being a teenager. Turned 10 in July. Fuck. As soon as he turns 13, he's going to go hang out with Uncle Colby. Learn some things.
You don't want that.
Life lessons, like throw up before you drink a lot. Helps.
Avoid marijuana until at least you're 18.
I'm just going to be like, go over, listen to his life lessons, and then come back to me when you're done. And you go over, you tell him all your life lessons. And then I'm going to be like, whatever he told you, forget it. What I want you to know is whatever he turned into is what you turn into if you make his choices. And then he'll be like, okay, father, that is a great lesson.
There you go. Yeah, no, that's good. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, see, I'm going to be the dude that he wants to talk all the shit about that he doesn't want to talk to you about.
That's fine.
And I will promise to never tell you, which I won't.
You will.
No.
You will tell me.
No, I won't.
He's never
going
to listen to this. He doesn't care at all about me.
I don't give a shit.
He doesn't care about this.
Regardless, I'm telling you. You hear me right now. I ain't telling you shit. Your son says to me, unless it's a pregnant girl.
Okay.
It's hard drugs.
Okay.
Or crime.
Okay.
Major crime.
What about a crime against the Lord our God?
Absolutely not. Or endangering his life. That's a good one, too.
We are not playing Colby Plays Games tonight because of the state of Colby's microphone, which, by the way, is very patriotic for you, Sam.
Honestly, answer me this. Is it because of the microphone, or is it because you didn't get a game? I feel like that answers it.
42 cents, man.
You could have told me to get it.
Okay. I shouldn't tell you this. It peeks behind the curtain too much. I'm letting you in on my secrets, but you know me too well. You know my secrets anyway.
Okay.
Here's what happened. Forgot to put up the poll again.
Yep.
Okay.
That's number one.
So then it started racing through my mind, what do I do? I could, and I've done this before, put it up Tuesday when I remembered, just start pumping it on Z-Swig Stream. So people actually watch that, they'll go and they'll interact,
yeah,
okay?
Totally. Right.
All
right?
So, I said, I don't know what game I'd want to play, and I'm too broke to go rent one, and it's too late to tell Colby that I forgot. So I'm just like, okay, what excuses can I come up with? So then excuse number one was the money.
Okay.
You know.
But he's too proud, so you didn't want
right.
to go with that one.
And then number two was, and I didn't double check this because I moved on before I decided this would be a thing, but a few weeks ago you said...
Well, I did, didn't
that I would pick out a game.
I did, didn't
And
I?
If I didn't, I would have to play something that chat picked. And I believe this is your week to pick a game.
I think it was.
But I didn't go through with that because I still had the problem of, I don't know what you're going to play. Like, Hollow Knight's downloaded. Technically, you could have played that. But, like, I'm not feeling the Hollow Knight vibe from chat. So I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
I can play more Apex.
Okay. So, like, I didn't do that. So then I was like, okay, microphone.
I could talk to random strangers.
And to be honest, microphone's pretty good reason.
Pretty good reason. Okay, actually, really. I think it's in a better position for gaming.
It's still falling off, though.
Yeah, it
is. There is a time where this is going to slide off and right onto your grundle slash taint. Haven't played Apex? Dude, I've been loving Apex, man. You know I win a game like every day now, man?
That's awesome.
I know, dude. It's so much fun.
Awesome.
I love it, man. He's already played Fortnite, Sam. He talked like a vampire during it. I would gladly just shut down the show right now and we just go play Apex instead.
Oh, let's do that.
I don't think that's going to help, man. It keeps falling down. I don't think that's going to help.
Why is this British duct tape so sticky?
Well, it's apparently not sticky enough because it keeps sliding off the boom, so...
Shit. Fucking shit. Dude, it's so sticky. Is it just because it's old? You think?
No, I think just duct tape is sticky, man.
Not this sticky. I have normal duct tape. It's not that sticky.
I don't know, man. Maybe it's because, like, the British are stickier or something, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a racist thing. That's what it is.
I mean, why do they even make duct tape in the shape of the British flag? Why does this even exist?
Like, especially in America. Like, goddamn.
If we bought this at an Ace Hardware in the middle of Kansas.
Motherfuckers.
Like, why is it British? Is it tear with an accent?
Why were we at an Ace Hardware?
Governor? Where else are we supposed to go in Manhattan?
Dillon's?
Actually, I think it was Dillon's. I think it was the grocery store.
Yeah.
I think it was. Because it would have been late at night, because we got this because you and your ex-girlfriend had came up.
Mm-hmm.
I had just lost my job. And we had an air mattress, but it had a hole in it, so we went and bought duct tape, and you slapped it on the side of the air mattress so you guys could sleep.
Yep.
That's actually in the intro to our show. You laying shirtless when I blow vapor into your face is you laying on the duct-taped air mattress from that night.
Yep.
That's actually that thing.
That's true.
That would have been 2015.
This is only getting worse.
Yeah. The more tape you put on it, the worse it gets. I would honestly be scared. It looked like... Chat, you can't... I don't know.
It's not falling off.
It looks like it's going to fall, though. God, look at this angle of me.
Look at... This isn't shirt.
That's why people give us money right there.
Yeah,
dude.
Right
that's
there,
it.
Man.
That's it, dude.
That's the chatterbait stream.
Ren came in right at the exact second.
This is hot.
So how do you remember this stuff? Well, I remember most of the money I spend, although I'm sure Colby bought it. Probably. Because I was recently unemployed and I didn't know what I was going to do with my life yet, so I'm sure he paid for it. But...
it was turning, too.
I also remember some of my best memories, and that was a really good night. I can't tell you why it was a good night, because it was filled with debauchery. But it was a good night.
We've had some good nights, man.
We have. Not lately, though.
No.
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 No. Now you do it with rich people, not poor people like me, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm watching you and Kane in the living room on a new setup, and it's working great. No lag.
Oh, you finally get internet out in the boonies out there? Is he still over in bumfuck nowhere, California?
Yes. Acid Cat's going to visit him. They leave tomorrow on an airplane. They're flying out there to California. And they're going to go stay with Rennie for a week.
Rich people.
I know, dude. And they're staying in a hotel, too. You know?
Dude, how does this microphone keep falling? I see it.
Yeah, it's falling!
Do you have, like, a counterweight? And just put back... Nope, that wouldn't work.
I don't feel like that's going to work, yeah.
Just pull it down.
Bro, I can't afford to, like, drive to the gym in the morning right now, okay? Just pump the brakes on the Oregon stuff, all right?
Got it.
Dude.
We're golden.
No, you just can't touch it.
Nope.
What are the chances of that being in that exact same spot Sunday?
Oh, hi.
What do you think I come back here tomorrow and it's on the floor? What do you think?
Oh, okay. On the floor, maybe not. But, like, the microphone pointing towards the ground, that's what I'm guessing.
Like, what if I, like, took tape and I, like, taped it up?
Maybe. I don't want to ruin the mic, though. That's the thing. You don't want to get the mic
no,
all sticky.
I don't. Loyal says 69%, by the way.
What does that mean?
Where is... did Cameron never message me back? He's the worst. What's he doing? There better be a stream Sunday. I mean, as far as I know, there definitely will be.
Yep.
I don't know. I kind of like doing Thursdays only, man.
Oh, yeah?
I really like having Sundays off. I'm kind of getting spoiled by it.
You are wanting three fucking shows.
Well, yeah, and then you said no. Sam, we'll see you later, man. Thanks for hanging out, dude. Taylor, don't Seth me, okay? I stream for 6 hours every day, except Sundays, where I only stream two.
He's getting tired of it, man.
I'm not tired of it.
It sounds like it.
It's just a lot of work.
Sounds like it.
Cut you down a coat hanger and make a sleeve ring for the mic and mount it to the boom.
I see a coat hanger right in there.
Taco, what part of our relationship and you knowing me makes you think I am manly enough to do anything like that? This is the extent of my handiness. British flag duct tape that doesn't even work right.
Where'd the duct tape go? Give it here.
This ain't gonna work, man.
Give it here.
I don't want to ruin the boom either.
I'm not I'm ruining the boom.
We don't have another one.
You have two right there.
Those don't work.
Those work.
There's a reason that I had to buy a new boom.
Those work.
Yeah, Taco, your apology is accepted. Whatever you're doing, it's not going to work.
I think that's about the right size. Okay, the fan is severely fucking me up right now.
Okay. I heard an electrical pop when you turned that off, by the way, which makes me worried.
Okay.
Okay.
Now we're going in the middle.
What?
Bam.
Whatever you're doing right now, it is not going to work.
Probably not.
Can you hold this?
Hold the mic up in the correct position. There you go.
This is not going to work.
Not going to work my ass. Not going to fucking work my ass. All right, I got a little bit on the mic, but other than that,
we can always get adhesive off, you know. Like.
Yeah. Goo Gone exists.
Yeah, exactly. I have that too.
Fucking dude, ingenuity, man, American dream.
Now I feel like eventually, when this top part snaps, the weight of it falling again is going to snap the bottom part off.
Something's going to go wrong. There's no way I can get that lucky straight off the bat with one try.
It also doesn't look better.
It looks fine. It is so much more upright than what it was.
It is upright, but it sounds exactly the same.
It sounds better. I can tell.
Now
I only listen to my voice.
Says Taco says, now where you taped it, wrap tape around it so it doesn't peel off. So he says wrap tape around like this.
It's
way.
Fine.
Okay.
Like, I mean, for tonight, it's fine. By tomorrow, probably not, but tonight, it's good.
We can fix
this
it again
tape
on Sunday.
Is so sticky, it's
time.
Stupid.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah, mine is permanently curved downwards, like this. But that's because I don't want it, like, when I'm talking like this for my show, you know, I don't want it, like, in my face. So it's always curved downwards. But that's on purpose.
Sure. Whatever gets you goat, man. You like it curved, you like it straight, whatever.
I do. It's curved, straight, pointed.
Anything. All of it.
Is there any other thing? It's just curved and straight, right?
Downward curve, a
that's
wave.
Still curved.
Circle.
A wave? I've never seen a wavy one.
A wavy one, man.
I've never seen a wavy one, dude. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, you want to just do Thursday's show?
Sure.
Well, here's what the perfect world. I want to do the show at like 10. Can we do the show at like 10?
In the morning?
Yeah.
No.
Come on, man.
No.
About 9. 9
no.
would be even better.
No, it's too early.
I think 9 would be the optimal time.
Too early.
Because then I can wake up, do the show, and then get on with the rest of my day.
What do you do?
Well, nothing, because I got this show.
What would you do?
It's my
what
day
have
off.
You been doing?
I'd go to the lake, play Apex all day.
Gross.
Catch up on work.
Work. All right, it's coming off. I mean, we could cancel Sundays. I don't care.
No, we'll keep doing it. Taylor's sure. yelling at me. I'm scared of her, you know.
We can cancel Sundays.
No, it's fine.
Fuck Taylor.
We'll keep doing them. I can't. I've been asking, and she keeps saying no. No, we'll keep doing Sundays. I feel like we can't quit. I've said no, okay? We're not going to quit, Taylor. Calm down.
We'd have to adjust so many things.
We wouldn't.
The overlay, the intro.
Just leave them.
That's about it. Just lie.
Yeah. Or you could send me the assets that I've been asking you for the last 30 years anyway, and then I could make the changes.
I don't recall that.
Of course you don't. I've been asking for my intro.
Don't recall that.
For
anymore.
Forever.
You have your intro.
No, I don't. I
yeah.
have the edited version. The .mov.
Yeah.
I have nothing else.
That's it.
I don't have any editable files for
That's
it.
That's fine. You just cut and paste.
What? Just give me my files, man!
Bring the MOV into Final Cut, detach the audio from the video, just cut out the part you don't want, input a new video clip. Done.
You want me to double transcode?
Yeah.
No, that looks like garbage.
It does not.
Give me my original files.
Nope.
And then give me these.
Nope.
And then I can change them, and then I'll only do
Thursdays.
Way
too much work.
But it'll get you out of every Sunday episode.
I like Sunday episodes. I like seeing you, man. Fuck you.
You know, we could just, like, I don't know, let's get crazy here, see each other outside of the show.
Nah.
Where was I Sunday? I was sitting right here. I literally played 9 hours of Apex on Sunday. It was glorious, dude. I think I was literally in my underwear all day. I don't think I put on one pair of pants.
Sounds terrible.
It was so great, dude. What do you mean it's terrible? This is literally your every weekend. You're sitting naked in your bed watching television.
I go out.
No, begrudgingly.
No, I like going out.
No, you like laying in bed
I
watching
like
TV.
I like going out because it gives me an excuse to put pants on.
You do that at work every day.
Yeah, but that's work. These are pants for fun time.
Oh, you got your fun pants, huh?
It's the same pair of pants. They just fit differently when it's fun versus work.
But you're only out for 4 hours, and you come back home, and you watch more TV in bed.
Yeah, but by that time, I'm drunk.
I guarantee you, over the course of the weekend, you watch more TV in bed than I do the entirety of the week.
Yep.
Probably, maybe even the month.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible the month.
Tomorrow, I'm planning on watching 2 movies.
What movies are you watching?
Ah.
What's happening? Holy shit!
Why's Brent here?
For what?
I'm taking my mom to dinner.
Oh, yeah. Over here?
Yeah.
Driver's license.
Make sure you throw them real close to the camera.
Card. Close.
That one didn't work.
Close.
Okay, bye, I love you, thank you.
Love you,
love
bye.
Love you too, bye.
I got $5.
Hey, man, thanks. You want that back?
Not now.
Good. Sweet.
You just stole money from me.
I did. Well, I mean, I offered it back, technically. You gave it to me.
You stole it. If we took this to court and I told them you wiped your grundle on it, they'd be like, no, you...
It didn't make it down to the grundle.
Money.
It was just the bag.
You tainted it with your taint.
It was close to the taint, but it didn't actually touch the taint.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want it back?
I'm good.
Let the court and let the record show I offered it, okay?
I'm very good.
And he declined. $5 free from me, dude.
You know what's on that website I'm going to watch tomorrow?
What?
Godzilla.
Okay.
Have you seen it yet? You didn't go see it, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. You didn't see Mothra?
No, I didn't. Every doll you've ever touched was probably at a stripper's ass. Why not Seth's? Taco, if you knew what I smelled like during this show, you would not be asking that question.
That's the number one reason I'm not taking it.
No need to do that. You're going to make some poor cashier sick. Well, that's just rude. Okay.
Your taint's got AIDS down there.
I need that $5 valuable. Okay.
That's good. That's fine, man. You need it. Tip to you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You already get $5 from me every month.
You need to come resub, man. Share your thing. You're probably over a year at this point.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Probably.
You know, you can do it on the app now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you go to my channel, you could probably just share it right now.
I should do that.
Yeah.
But no, I want to do it when you're streaming.
Yeah, but that'll be never because you work through my streams now.
I can do it. If I can do it on my phone, I can do it.
Okay, well, you can, yeah.
Yeah.
Great, that means you're going to show up at some point, and it'll never really be the time I'm talking about you. So.
Probably. Yeah, no, I've missed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Over these last four,
I love
months.
The freedom to be able to talk about you now whenever I want, and I know you aren't going to show up. It's great. I
fucking hate
you. I love it, dude.
I hate
you. I don't talk
so
about
much.
You that much, though. I don't talk about you that much, though. Sorry. And the only thing I say are flattering things, so it's fine.
No.
Like, you don't go and talk to Britt about me? No?
I talk to my family about you.
That's... It's somehow more understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I went to my grandma's on Friday last week.
Okay.
And my aunt was down from Florida.
This is the grandma
my
whose
grandma.
Husband just died.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And my mother.
Uh-huh.
And they're all like, we watched a show.
Oh, no!
I'm like, what? I looked at my mom dead stare in the eye. I'm like, what'd you do? They were like, we only watched the first 5 minutes. And I know I said fuck in the first 5 minutes about 10 times. So, you know, that's not good. But they were like, oh, you look really good.
The episode we had the worst lighting of all time.
Yep.
That compliment, dude.
They said
that's
they,
not
they
a compliment.
Like the dynamic of you're crazy and I'm like, I give you this look or something. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Kind of look.
Do they even watch the show? You're the crazy one. I'm loud.
Oh,
you're crazy.
And that's what they take as crazy?
But that's not crazy. That's just loud.
Yeah. It's also one of their other comments.
But I'm loud?
Yeah.
I'm loud!
Yeah.
Deal with it!
Hey, my thing's breaking. Do you see that?
Oh, I've been watching it.
It's slowly.
You should have listened to Taco Truck, dude.
I really should have. Oh, well.
It's whatever, dude. I mean, we're over the time. We can stop whatever you want.
Well, what do you want to do after that?
Nothing. Go home.
I can't. Britt's having dinner with her mom somewhere.
We can hang out?
Yeah. Let's play Apex off stream for no one.
I would love to do that.
For no one at all.
I'd love to do that.
Let's do it.
I don't feel like we should have said it now.
Oh, they could suck it.
I mean, Taylor was very generous tonight.
That's true. She deserves an extra 20 minutes for the $20 she spent.
Okay. $1 a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we give $60 in entertainment every Thursday. Ooh. That feels a little high.
Yeah, it does.
Feels a little high.
So wait. So what would be a good hourly rate then?
Well, I think for me, $20, $30 a minute probably good. When you're on it, I would subtract $40 or $50 from that minute. So actually, we should be giving our audience money.
I fucking hate you. Let's just cancel the show altogether. How about that?
You mean cancel, or do you mean I quit?
I quit. You can continue to do this show with my name and put Link in
that
my chair.
That would be great.
For one episode, that would be fantastic.
Dude, when is our April? When is our April 1st episode? Let me see if there's ever an April Fool's episode. Calendar. I search caller.
Technically, Caller.
I will. Just go to freaking calendar, Google. Sorry, I'm losing it a little bit.
Yeah, Taylor, you're about to go into the dark times again.
Okay, April 1st, 2020 is a Wednesday.
We're really going to be doing it.
April 2021.
It's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
You think we'll be doing this in 2021?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be doing it, probably.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I don't know if you'll be here. You think you'll be living here in 2021?
Yes.
Aaron will be 12. I'll be 34. You'll be 28, right?
Yep. Well, not at April. I'll still be 27.
Well, okay.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah, that works. Yep. 27. That's fucked.
Yeah. I mean, we started this show in 2017. You know that, right? We're on episode 196.
That's fucked.
If we do Sunday, that's 197. Thursday, 198. Sunday, 199. Thursday, 200. Four Loko Seltzer Power Hour. Thursday. Take that day off.
It'd probably be out by then.
What day is that? So, 196, 197, 198, 199. Right here, dude. August 29th, Seltzer Power Hour.
Yeah, I can take that day.
Yeah, dude. I think there's games coming out that Friday.
Sucks for
I
you.
I do have a man bun. Look at this, dude. I'm looking at my hair right now. There, it's fixed, okay?
Sucks for you, bro.
It does. I don't think we could do a Seltzer Power Hour.
I think we'll be fine.
No, I think our guts will explode.
No.
I'm not worried about the alcohol. I'm worried about the carbonation.
If it's just a shot...
Dude, do you remember when we did shots of Miller?
Yeah, it was great.
Our stomachs almost exploded,
dude. That
was the
best show ever. Because beer.
Well, I mean, I like beer. But tonic is not beer.
It's not.
It's seltzer.
Well, it's better, though. It's carbonated, but it's water.
Why don't we do wine?
Wine?
What about mimosas?
Why?
Why if we get a giant pitcher, half vodka, half orange juice?
Uh-huh.
We just mix it up.
It's not vodka.
Whatever.
Champagne.
Whatever. And we pour that into a shot, and that's our power hour.
Why?
Tastes good.
Yeah, for a little bit, and then next day you're throwing up orange juice, and then you're like, why'd I do this?
What do you think we're going to do the next day? Why is Chris just typing the word beer? Also, why is she even in chat?
I don't know.
It weirds me out. Your girlfriend's been here, my wife's in chat, what's going on?
She wants, she's typically in here being a part of the game. There's no game, so.
So what, YouTube run out of videos?
They do.
That's what she tells
Nowadays,
me.
Nowadays, YouTube is not doing great. Like, I'm struggling to find content to watch.
There's always content at twitch.tv/zswigs, man.
It's terrible. I would rather watch people die than watch that.
Look at this, man. Look at this. See? Look at this new, look at this new promotion I have, all right? Look at this, man. If you go... Right here, look at this, man. You go to Google, or you go to the URL, and you type in zswigs.com. Look at this, man. It loads up my page, and then look at all this content. Not only do we have a new stream highlight for you every month now, okay? But we also have an archive of every game I've played on stream, and you can watch the entire thing on YouTube. Look at these hours and hours of content, man. Wow.
That's too much.
Wow. Never run out of something to watch, man. There you go. Say, just enjoy that.
I hear enough of you on Thursday and Sundays.
Well, you know what? 60 hours of me talking? No?
That sounds like torture. That's what they should play in Gitmo.
Dude, if I got paid for it, I don't care.
I don't think they're going to pay you.
They should pay me if I'm torturing people.
No.
There's a lot of psychological, like, it's not going to affect me, but, like, it would affect normal people, and I should be paid like it.
Yeah, we're back to where it was at the start.
We got 5 minutes, dude. We gotta trundle through 5 minutes of content here for Taylor. I hear buzzing.
What are you talking about?
You said we gave her 20 extra minutes. We got
work
done 15.
Well, yeah, but that was when you were like $20 an hour.
The UI is too big, and it's a problem with my TV, but my TV isn't cool enough to let me fix it. I have no idea what you're talking about, pro, but that sounds like something that can be fixed. So you should fix it, because I love that game. And if not, P.O. Box 75648, Wichita, Kansas 67275, is always looking for copies of Far Cry 5. Thank you.
What?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. What's wrong with me? Nothing. Colby said that we had to give you 20 extra minutes of content because you gave us $20, so.
I meant 2 hours.
And also, my wife just insulted me.
I mean, that you knew what you were getting into when you...
Also, I made the latest highlight video because Blue was out banging her boyfriend instead of making my highlight videos.
Can you blame her?
Well, no.
It's like be...
But it's like, if you watch, she's only made one video.
Ear raped.
She only made one video.
One?
I've made... There's 8 of them out there.
That's
I've made
lazy.
7.
I've made one.
You have not made one of my highlight videos.
I made your intro.
Would you like... No, you didn't. You made three slides in my intro.
Three things in your intro.
That I wrote and gave you the source material for, you just animated.
Yep.
I don't really know if that counts. Would you make one of my videos?
No.
No? I pay.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I pay Blue for that.
What'd you pay?
I'm not telling you that on the air.
I need to know my wage.
Well, I'll tell you off the air.
$15.
I pay more than that, so...
$5. $0.05?
I will give you $0.05. Deal.
Oh, perfect.
Brokered.
Cool.
Okay, you can make August's. Mm-mm. I want to see it. I'll promote your Twitch, dude, just like I do hers. Taco, I'll let you know I bought bananas at the store yesterday. I went to get Chris ice cream, and I bought her bananas. So, there you go, man. I feel hate, Taco. I don't know why I'm asking you this question, but I got paid yesterday by Twitch. And I used that money basically immediately to buy some groceries that we were lacking on. And one of those groceries happened to be bananas. Don't you feel like I should be able to write off bananas on my taxes? I feel like I should. That's what I think. Yesterday, Taco gave me money to eat a banana with my feet.
Dude, you can write off anything that you use during your work. Yeah. Anything.
Yeah.
Power, computers.
I do.
Computer purchases.
I do.
Food.
I don't do that.
Why not?
Because technically I don't really eat on stream. I mean, except for bananas.
There you go.
Taco yesterday gave me money to eat a banana with my feet like a gorilla.
How'd that work?
It worked great, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
You could reach your feet up to your mouth?
Oh, dude, yeah, you have a photo of me reaching my foot up to my mouth.
Well, 1 foot.
I'm very flexible.
But 2 feet?
Why did I need 2 feet?
Can you hold a banana with one foot?
Did you miss the picture in the Discord?
I missed everything ever, yes.
I don't remember where they put it. Was it in here? No. Was it in here? I don't know where they put it.
Somebody put it in chat. I want to see.
It was in the Discord yesterday. I just don't know.
Oh, shit.
Which one they put it in.
How do you hold a banana with your foot?
Here we go, man. Look at this. Yeah. See, here's a screenshot of it. Me holding a banana.
You held it with your... No, you're holding it with your hand.
No, it's in my toes. I'm pushing the foot towards my mouth for steadiness. But the banana is firmly in my feet. If you were to watch the entire video, you would see me eating a banana with my feet clearly visible, which I was paid to do.
The whole banana?
Yeah.
Or just a bite?
Well, technically, I tried to eat more than just a bite, but I couldn't bite all the way through it, and then, like, it fell out of my mouth, so... Your nasty feet, your nasty banana, I need all the money I ever donated back plus $1,000. Taylor, if you keep threatening me, I will play that clip on the air.
You should.
Okay. You know, better yet, would you eat a banana with your feet, dude?
No, I'm good.
What, you sure?
I don't even think I can.
What if Taco gifted a sub? Would you eat a banana with your foot?
Nope.
What if I joined you?
Nope.
Would you put your feet up on the desk while you ate a banana? For money.
I don't want
for
a
sub.
Banana.
What about a hot dog? Would you put a hot dog in your feet?
No. If you had some jalapeno chips, I would do it.
I think I have Cheez-Its.
Nope.
Chicken and a biscuit crackers?
I'm good.
Club crackers.
Wait.
Chicken and biscuit crackers?
Back up.
Put one of those in your toes and eat it?
No, I got shoes on.
Well, you can take them off.
Can't do that.
What about put your toes up on the table and eat a cracker?
Why are you trying to... What is this?
Nothing.
Trying to get me to do weird
things?
Hey,
the more stuff I can leak when you die, the better, dude.
It doesn't matter when I'm dead.
Why are you doing this? What's the problem? Why are you hesitant?
Because I'm worried you're going to leak it when I'm alive. And
leak
it's,
it?
It's right here.
We're streaming to the internet. There's
exactly.
No leaks.
Exactly.
You're live.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, man.
I'm not doing that.
All right, man.
Taylor doesn't want to see my feet anyways.
She does.
She doesn't.
I think she protests too much, you know?
Nah.
I think we're reading her messages like, Seth, stop! But what we're really, she's typing it like this, Seth, stop! Don't do it! No! That's what she's saying, I think.
I don't think that's
I it. Think that's what she's doing. It's like, what does she type? Sansa's it. Great. She's like, Sansa's great.
You know, Blood Moon's supposed to come out next year.
What's that?
A spinoff.
Of Game of Thrones?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a birth control pill, dude. Like, what is Blood Moon?
I'm pretty sure it's called Blood Moon.
Is it a Breaking Dawn novel? Twilight? Twilight? Blood Moon?
Probably, yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Google it, because I might be wrong on that title.
What do I just do? Type Blood Moon?
Yeah, type Blood Moon.
HBO? It's right here, dude. You're right.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones prequel for Lisa at Naomi Watts leaks online.
Blood Moon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Photo secretly or seemingly shows Watts in full costume as her mysterious new character.
Let's see it, man. Where is it?
Is it this?
I don't think it's that.
It's this.
Is it that?
It's this. There she is.
She just in a golden dress? Like, I don't know what I was expecting.
Yeah, that's it right
also,
there.
Also, who's Naomi Watts?
Who is she? She's the lady from The Ring. That's her.
Gross.
Gross? I like her. No. I just watched this show with her in it called The Loudest Voice. It's got Russell Crowe, and he plays Roger Ailes. It's like seven episodes. And each episode is like a pinnacle year in his career. And Naomi Watts plays Gretchen Wilson or whatever the lady is who said who recorded him like sexually assaulting her and all that. It's a pretty good show. It's horrible. Really shows you that people can't kill Jeffrey Epstein if they really wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
Really shows you that. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what I've watched recently. I can't remember.
Are you the one watching on that site? Are you the one watching The League again?
No.
Okay.
I'm the one watching Justified.
I wondered. Yeah. Because those are like your shows you've both watched, all right? Loudest Voice, your biography. Yeah, but see, his was the loudest voice because it overpowered everybody and he was always right. Mine is the loudest voice because of decibels. Yeah. Hey, Bugs, what's up, dude?
He was always right? You agree with what
like he
Roger
like is? If someone didn't agree with him, he would shout them down, essentially. Like, he would drown out their opinions because they were incorrect.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like I do to you when you say stupid things.
Definitely. That happens.
No, it doesn't. All the time. Because you never say stupid things.
That's false.
All right, man, we gave her $3 extra.
Dude, Justified.
Yeah. That's a 20-year-old show.
So good, though.
Who cares?
Me. It's so good.
I finished Curb Your Enthusiasm, and now I don't know what to do.
Brooklyn, we're watching that again.
I want to watch it with Chris.
Why? Fuck her.
Well, I can't watch TV and that.
But why not?
The plot.
What?
And I don't like Andy Samberg looking at me while I'm doing it.
Why not? He's the perfect person to look at you while you're doing
no,
it.
No, yeah, and also I don't want Chris to look back and see Terry Crews because obvious reasons there.
You could as well, and it would be good for both of you.
Well, you've convinced me. I'm going to tape a picture of Terry
so
Crews to my ceiling.
So good, man.
I want to watch
the
it with Chris.
The first episode
show
is just golden.
Okay, I'll just watch it. She's seeing that. I don't like that she's in chat because she's hearing our conversations.
Yeah, she wants to see that Terry Crews bicep, man.
Well, she does want that. That's probably the reason. There's a corgi and Terry Crews.
The fucking boob bounce, whatever he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do it clearly.
I can only do both at the same time.
That's more impressive than what I can do. So.
Yes, Timothy Olyphant. God damn, that show is so fucking good. With, I think it... Oh,
is that
shit.
Show over?
William Goggins? Sure. No, something Goggins.
Sure. Oh, the guy from Vice Principals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I know he's in it, too. Maybe I'll watch that show. How many seasons are there?
Five?
Does it end good?
I can't remember. I don't even remember finishing that show.
I don't want to start if it's going to end bad.
I don't know. How about you let me finish it again?
Okay. So, like, tomorrow, you know. We'll be done. As fast as you watch TV.
I am still in season one, bro.
Okay. All right. Are they hour-long episodes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Chris typed more than the bicep in chat.
She want that dick.
Yeah, that's what she meant.
She want that Terry Crews dick.
Who would? Do you want it?
No, I'll pass.
Rip you up.
I feel like it'll destroy me.
Yeah.
I'll start smaller.
There ain't no surgery that's going to fix that tear.
Nope.
That might be the worst thing we've ever said on the show.
Yeah, I feel like that's where we end.
No, that should be it, right? That's the end of the show?
Like,
okay.
That's
yep, that's a good place to stop. I'm just going to play the music, because honestly, I'm trying to think of a way to make that less horrible.
You can't move against that.
You can't do it. Hey, guys, thanks for watching. It's the Seth Colby Show. Yeah.
I'm not reading that.
I mean, I already read it, but I'm not going to read it out loud. Bad enough that I now have that imagery, so.
Yep.
Taylor, thanks for all the support tonight. Because of you, we'll do a show on Sunday, okay? All right? Thank you.
On
appreciate
this
it.
Next Sunday. The next
also,
Sunday
Sam, thanks
is
for the resub.
Up for grabs.
We'll see what she does next Thursday, all right? We don't know. All right? Okay. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. We will be back Sunday for our first Sunday episode, and I feel like 6 years. And I promise we'll have some prep. I'll have at least one article.
There you go.
One at least.
This has all just been seat of the pants, fire in your anus.
Well, we haven't done a show in a while, so, you know.
It makes sense.
Got a lot of stuff to get off our chests, okay?
Literally a week ago.
Okay?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you guys later. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah.
We'll be back Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2100 Central European. Everything at SethTheColby.com. Audio links to the podcast, video on demand if you want to watch the videos. Merch is there. All the social media links. All that stuff. Go check it out. We love you. And we will see you on Sunday. Thank you guys for watching.
Bye, y'all.
We do mean it, okay? We, like, stop doing shows, and you guys still come back. It makes me happy. So thank you. Appreciate it. All right. We'll see you Sunday. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.